Right now, I've been thinking about this. I'm not briefed on it, as I'm sure, folks, you weren't briefed on it as well. She is. Emily Wilkins is in charge of surveillance ethics for the Bloomberg government team in Washington, and she joins us this morning. How does ethics change in the ethics committee, change in the House, Emily, with a change of power? I mean, is it normal, going back to 1800, that when the other guy takes over, the ethics committee changes?
So they actually designed the ethics committee, as well as the Office for Congressional Ethics, to prevent sort of the partisanship on it.
Yeah.
They're both really bipartisan groups, but even though they are, I mean, obviously lawmakers, you know, they have some issues with this Office of Congressional Ethics, but the office, you know, it could possibly play a role in looking into some members' involvement in January 6th. We know there's been a complaint submitted about that. We know that they could also be looking more into George Santos and some of the lies that he's put forward. But in the rules package that Republicans passed, it's going to result in some Democratic nominees to the board being removed. It could make it a little more difficult to hire staff. There's some questions around that. And basically, lawmakers are just worried because this is supposed to be an oversight arm, and they're not sure exactly what these rules, what their impact is.
To cut to the chase, with all the new rules that nobody knows about, you're the only one that's seen the paperwork, Emily. But if there's a new Republican majority, and there's a new ethics board or committee or whatever it is it made up of Congress people? Who is the ethics committee in Congress?
Well, I will give a plug that anyone who can see these rules, especially if you're a Bloomberg government subscriber, but the rules are basically that they deal with this office, and the Office for Congressional Ethics, it's not run by lawmakers. And that's why so many groups really think that it's important to have this office be strong and robust. These are nominated by Democrats and Republicans, but they're folks who either previously served in Congress or have an ethics background, basically folks who can look objectively at complaints that come in on various lawmakers and say, hey, you know, this one doesn't hold a lot of water, or hey, this one seems pretty serious, and we're going to hand it over to the ethics committee to make recommendations on what needs to be done next. It's basically a way for Congress just to hold itself accountable. And it's come about around 2008, when there were a bunch of scandals with lobbyists and lawmakers, and there was just a sense that there needs to be more oversight. And now a concern that that oversight could be potentially harmed.
So, Emily, educate someone like me who isn't quite as familiar with how this is all structured. But is this the committee that then oversees things like some of the trading allegations, for example?
Yes, that would be exactly it. So if someone has a concern, they think that a lawmaker perhaps, traded improperly, used inside information, they would go to this office and say, hey, we want to submit a complaint. The office says, cool, we're going to look over this complaint. We're going to see if it's valid. We're going to investigate it. And then if it is, they hand it off to the ethics committee. So a slightly different group. That one actually has lawmakers in it. And then from there, this bipartisan group of lawmakers can decide what, if any, action to take. And so it is supposed to provide a good amount of oversight. And you've seen them deal with a number of issues across the board, and they could be dealing with more. It's just now everyone's kind of questioning, what is this board going to look like now that you have some of its key board members removed? They will need to be replaced. And of course, a lot of questions about staffing, if they'll be able to hire enough staff in time, if there are limits on that. I've talked with several folks who say the language isn't clear, which in itself kind of poses a bit of a problem for this oversight board moving forward.
Yeah, and of course, we are reading about this coverage on the Bloomberg Terminal. It says there's slots for up to 10 staffers. How does that compare to how much staffing they've had in the past?
So currently, they actually have a solid number of staffers who are on, who are working. They do have a couple openings that they're hoping to fill. And I think that's kind of one of the big questions. Some of these good governance groups have said, hey, these rules seem to only provide for hiring staffers for the next 30 days. Republicans say that's not their intent, that they will be able to fill these slots. But, you know, obviously, it's not a very big office. It's not an incredibly robust office. And yet the work that they do is seen as important to really making sure that they're holding lawmakers accountable, and that in some of these things, like stock trading,
right,
like George Santos, that they're being investigated properly.
So do you think that will go forward? Our New York City audience has a huge, huge interest in that. Emily Wilkins, what do we expect in the next 1 day to 1 week on the upset over Congressman Santos?
Well, right now, as far as the office is concerned, they need to get board members in there. That's going to be up to Hakeem Jeffries and Kevin McCarthy to nominate folks for that. So that might actually not happen. They're hoping it can happen within the next couple weeks, but it might take a little bit longer. And once the board is there, then they can start these investigations. However, the rules also say that now you don't have to necessarily go through this office. You can go straight to the lawmakers on the ethics committee, which members have done. And so at this point, we still need to hear who those members of the ethics committee are going to be. Republicans have said they're going to handle Santos internally, but this certainly seems like something that would be well within the ethics committee's purview to bring up.
Emily, thank you so much. Emily Wilkins here, Bloomberg Government, and Mr. Santos, and also on the changes of the guard, if you will, on ethics in Congress.